Hi, this is The Great Transparency, and you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent. Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Friends, we're sitting down with Nani Darwish. She is the author of The Devil We Don't Know, and you can find out information at formermuslimsunited.org or go to arabsforisrael.com, arabsforisrael.com. And Nani, I just find this very interesting because you were in this lifestyle and you lived it. So my question to you would be, how did you convert out of it? How did this happen?
It took me a long time, Jason.
Okay.
It was not easy, because leaving Islam is a crime, is a sin. It's not just a sin; it's a crime with a death penalty on it. It takes a lot of thinking to do something like that. And even though I was in America, it took me a long time to make that decision. I tried to be a Muslim at the beginning. I went to a mosque in America.
Mm-hmm.
That was about 30 years ago. And I was told, don't assimilate in America. We're here to Islamize America. And they tried to convince me to put the hijab, the head cover on. And I said, I never wore this in Egypt.
Oh.
This is a fad that just came at the end of the 70s, my mother never wore this head cover. My grandmother never wore this head cover. There was a feminist movement in Egypt in the 20s, and my grandmother never wore it. My mother never wore it. I never wore it. And why should I do it in America? And he said, no, because we have to stand out, and we cannot assimilate. We have to convert America into Islam. And I was just so scared. It was so political. In that mosque, in these mosques in all over America, they are talking about jihad, talking about conquering America. So I just stopped going, and I lived my life for a long time without a religion. But I sent my kids for some reason to a Christian school. I wanted them to have some values.
Okay.
The values I never grew up with. And one Sunday morning, I was flipping channels early in the morning, and I saw one preacher after another. And that's when I realized, oh my God, what a difference.
Mm.
What a difference in the preaching. They were preaching to love your enemy, love your neighbor, peace on earth, topics I never hear in mosques.
Okay.
And my daughter comes in the room and tells me, why, Mom, are you crying? What's wrong? And I said, this is so holy, that the concept is so different. It's a totally different concept. And the next Sunday, I woke the whole house up and I said, let's get dressed. We're going to church.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what did your family think?
I thought they were thinking they were going to say no, or they were going to just laugh at me or something. But my kids were ready.
Okay.
Because of that, so they got up and got dressed. And we went to church, and my husband was very touched. And I, from the parking lot of the church, I felt free for the first time in my life. Free.
Hmm.
And I couldn't stop crying. And it wasn't a crying of sadness. It was a crying of release.
Hmm.
I think it was the Holy Spirit coming in me. It gives me courage. And what a privilege it is to choose, to learn, to know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. A lot of people in America take it for granted that, you know, this is something we can choose or not choose.
Mm-hmm.
But in, I come from a place where it's prohibited, it's against the law. And what a privilege it is, what a freedom it is. And my life has never been the same again. And that's why I have the courage to stand up and talk, speak the truth to the American people. Because I love this country so much, Jason. My life was saved by this country, by you guys, by the good Christian American people. Those people who welcome in all sorts of people from around the world and treat them as equals, as the same as the people who built this country. And I'm just very grateful, very grateful. But unfortunately, there are some people who are taking advantage of this generosity. And I'm afraid for America, because in the 7th century, Jason, Egypt used to be a Christian nation. It was one of two superpowers, Persia and Egypt, the Byzantine Empire, and they fought each other very bad for many years.
Mm-hmm.
They were weakened. They were angry at their leaders. And there comes a fresh army from the Arabian Peninsula that conquered Egypt and Persia in the same year, 639. And neither Egypt nor Persia ever saw their glory days again. They were taken in from within. They were conquered with the sword. And the churches were converted into mosques under the sword. And I don't want this to happen to America. It can happen to superpowers,
mm-hmm.
Jason.
Yes.
A lot of Americans think that America is invincible. But we are allowing in elements that can really destroy us from within.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you there, because I hear what you're saying. And friends, again, we're sitting down with Nani Darwish. She is the author of The Devil We Don't Know. And you can find out information at arabsforisrael.com or go to formermuslimsunited.org. Now, Nani, you had said that even superpowers can fall, even when we let certain things in, that it'll basically take over. Let's move to your book. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, I have three books, and that's my last book, The Devil We Don't Know.
Okay.
And in it, I was talking about the Arab Spring, the so-called Arab Spring, which unfortunately is just another failure in Muslim countries, because the true enemy of the people in Muslim world is not the Mubaraks, it's not those dictators. The dictators are the byproduct, the end result of Islamic Sharia. The true enemy of the people and the true oppression comes from the Sharia, the Islamic law, that is the real reason why they have this dilemma. The Arab world and the Muslim world are blindfolded by Islam. It's a very, very tricky religion. It allows lying, exaggeration, and blasphemy. And it allows anything goes when it comes to Islam, if it's for the purpose of expanding the religion.
Okay, now I've talked to other people too, like yourself, who, and I've asked, you know, my basic question was, as far as Sharia goes, you know, how can we stop it? And some have said, well, I don't think you can. Others are more hopeful, I would say. But as far as Sharia itself, is this something that just is, is it like a law like we are, that we're living in, or do they just implement it? How does that work?
It's Allah's law, and the tricky part about Sharia that nobody knows is that it can be executed by regular people. For instance, if you commit sexual crimes, you will be forgiven if you kill your daughter, your wife. And that's why we have honor killing in Europe and in America by fathers and brothers for their wives and their daughters, whom they think they have an American boyfriend, for instance. And some of them, after they do the crime, they fly back to the Middle East, and they never go to jail. Mm. What kind of religion is that allows killing other people? Mm. Under Islamic law, if a Muslim kills another Muslim, he gets the death penalty. And if a Muslim kills a non-Muslim, he will not get the death penalty.
Right.
Never. And that's why all the Christians in Egypt are being killed and nobody's in jail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, with that, I try to leave us with some hope here. So if you could, you know, the average listener, what would you recommend as far as, you know, how do we get involved with this? How do we take this head on?
Yes, and the American people should understand that this is Islamic Sharia is not a religious right. They should fight it, and they should make it illegal in every state, and even it should be illegal at the federal level to practice this law, and it should never be used in our courts, even between two Muslims, because if we allow something like that, we'll have, you know, hurt America bad. Mm. It is. We cannot leave our children in the hands of a religion that will bring divisiveness in America and perhaps civil war. And I'm predicting if we leave things as they are today, and this is the truth. It's not depressing or any. You know, we need action. If we allow this immigration. Carte blanche allowing all the Muslims to come to America, they are going to congregate in one area and demand Sharia. Eventually, they will demand it as a religious right. And what's going to happen is if we don't give it to them, they can easily threaten with terrorism. Mm-hmm. If you don't give it to us, we are going to be demand the separatist movement. Mm. That has happened in Chechnya. That's happened in Chechnya and Russia. What is Chechnya? It is a large number of Muslims who migrated to Russia in an area called Chechnya, and eventually they became powerful, and they demanded Sharia law, and they demanded the separatist movement. They want to pledge allegiance to Saudi Arabia and not to the Russian Republic, and that's the Chechnya syndrome there. Are we going to have a Chechnya syndrome in America? It's up to you guys.
Mm. Well, I hope we don't. But, friends, we've
but this
been...
This is, if you study the history of Islam, this is what happened. In the Philippines, it's going on right now.
Mm.
There are some islands in the Philippines that are totally dominated by Muslims, and they want a separatist movement. They're funded by Saudi Arabia. Chechnya is funded by Saudi Arabia. Our petrodollar is going to Saudi Arabia, and then it's going to our enemies to turn against us.
Hmm. I want to encourage your friends to go out and get this book. It's very interesting. The Devil We Don't Know, and the author who I've been talking to is Nani Darwish, and she has two other books as well. And Nani, what are the titles of those books?
Now They Call Me Infidel is my first book. It's a biography.
Okay.
With a lot of cultural, you know, explanation about what's going on.
Okay.
The second book is about Sharia law. It's called Cruel and Usual Punishment.
Okay.
The terrorizing effects of Sharia law on a society. So I'm doing my part to make the American people understand what's going on. Hopefully they'll get the books and read them and equip themselves with the right information. Go to the congressman, go to the senator, demand that Sharia is a law that is opposite to our way of life and our constitution, and that it should be made illegal in America.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.